Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I have tried to run away, but like Jonah ended in the belly of the fish. I have tried to run away, but like Jonah ended in the belly of the fish.
Yes, am a lender, not a borrower. I am free. The head and not the tail. I am above. And my shame, I stand in the grace of your name. Child of the Most High, I'm the apple of his eye. I am free indeed. Thank you.
watch him. I've been through a lot, but grace sustained me. My test is now a testimony. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. It was you, my lawyer in that courtroom. It was you, my soldier on that battlefield. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. Atum, atum, watum.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am the Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Good morning, Spirit of the Living God. We reverence your presence. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God. We adore you. Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our hearts to you. Our minds, our souls, we surrender everything, all that we are to you, Holy Ghost. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hover of our lives. And let your holy light shine in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over this day. Let your holy light shine. Hover over our children. Holy Spirit, let there be light. Holy Spirit, hover over each and every one of us, whether we at work, in our homes, cars, hover over us. Hover over our children. Hover over our grandchildren. Hover over our spouses. Let there be light. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us. In the name of Jesus, if Holy Spirit descend upon us like a dove and lightning. In the name of Jesus, breath of God, breathe on each and every one of us this morning. Breathe on in our atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Father, Abba, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of all our sins, O God. All that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, and cleanse us, O God, for mercy. Mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Lord, mercy for our spouses, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, O God, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful, O God, unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, this cyberspace, this network. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Wash away us. The blood of Jesus, O God, cleanse our environment, our atmosphere, our dwelling places. The blood of Jesus, oh God, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We soak our transportation in the blood of Jesus, whether we are in our own cars, buses, wherever we are, we cover with the blood of Jesus. Everywhere we have to go or do things we have to do, we cover with the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus bring healing to our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Father God, we prosper the work of our hands, O God. We cover the work of our hands with the blood of Jesus. We cover our minds with the blood of Jesus. Renew our minds. Let the mind of Christ be in each and every one of us. This morning, in the name of Jesus, let us walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our spouses, on our children, on our grandchildren. Oh God, the armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on, oh God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us this morning and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children and our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, our siblings, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for fresh oil, a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from last night, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, O God. In the name of Jesus, on this Sabbath, O God, we pray for a double portion of the fresh oil, O God. In the name of Jesus, the anointing from heaven, pour upon us your oil of gladness, O God. In the name of Jesus, let there be a double portion, O God, for each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Double portion for the children and grandchildren. Double portion for our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, O God. In the name of Jesus, our siblings, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for fresh oil. We thank you for fresh wine, O God. Thank you for giving us new wine in new wineskins, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us the first, the second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth chances, O God. You've never left us, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. We can depend on you, O God. We have a God that will never, ever fail us. And so, Lord, we're so grateful to you, Almighty God. You gave us even another day. You gave us another chance, O God, in the name of Jesus, to do your will, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not take advantage of the time. Let us not take advantage of the chance. O God, forgive us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, release your peace, O God. That be a peace, O God, that surpasses all understanding, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your unspeakable joy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Good morning to each and every one of you. This morning, those of you that's just joining, good morning in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Second Chronicles 7, and we will look at verse 14. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7, verse 14 is something that we say all the time. We come to this scripture all the time. Let me just start from verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple and the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls, 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God, and the priests attended to their services. The Levites also with instruments of the music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, "For his mercy endures forever." Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, the priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in the front of the house of the Lord, for he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offering, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat offering. At the time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly, from the entrance to Hamath, Brook of Egypt. And on the 8th day, they held a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart, for the good that the Lord has done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. Hallelujah. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon. After Solomon did all of this, the people praised, the worship, the offered sacrifices unto the Lord. This is the dedication of the temple. After Solomon did all of this, then the Lord appeared to him. "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive you the land." Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Almighty God, I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. if my people who are called by my name. He is talking about the children of Israel, not other nations, but the children of Israel. He is speaking to us, not to ABC, but directly to us this morning in the name of Jesus. If my people Christians, if my people who are called upon my name. What I like about these scriptures, because that's what we read the first part. The Bible says after Solomon had done all of this and prayed to the Lord and offered sacrifice, then this is when the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, I have heard your prayer. Then God goes and says, well, I shut up heaven and there's no rain. Because God knows times that Israel, the children of Israel, would sin, they would turn away from him. He knows the heart. He knows our hearts. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. He knows what we can do and what we cannot do. We don't even know what we can. But God knows. So what did God, one thing, God set up something. He said, if you humble yourself and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. So God, that's the first thing he said, because he knows that man will slip. But he wants us, as we fall and we fall down, to come in to repentance, to repent of our sins in the name of Jesus. And many times we are not humble enough to repent. Many times we point our fingers, this person did that. But we don't take responsibility. We look all around. And God is saying, look, come to me just as you are. Yeah, many times we don't come to God because we are stubborn in our hearts. We're not going to say, but we look for different reasons so we cannot come to God. But the Bible says in the book of Matthew, when the disciples asked them, teach as Jesus, to teach them how to pray. Hallelujah. And Jesus was teaching them the Lord's Prayer. But one of the things he said in Matthew 6, let's look at, if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will I forgive you your trespass. Hallelujah. So if we want the God to forgive us of all the things that we have done, and we constantly fall short of the glory of God, because if any man say that he has not sinned, the truth is not in us. Hallelujah. The truth is not in us, because we all fall short of the glory of God. That's why we, every morning when we come here, we ask God for mercy. Perhaps in our hearts to God, and ask God, Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, oh God. Because we want to start a new slate with the Lord. Every day is a day of new beginnings. Hallelujah. And it says, Matthew 6, 9 to 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. What is God speaking? He's speaking to us this morning to forgive. Forgive others as he, and he forgive us. Hallelujah. But many times we do not, we hold things. People are getting sick because of the condition of the heart. The condition of the heart, because we pour poison. When you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will the Lord forgive you. He said in Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive other people what when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. So it's a condition. So when we're going around with all these bitterness and things in our hearts, even if I'm preaching the gospel, even if God using me to raise the sick and the dead, all those things, if I do not humble myself and seek the face of God and ask God for mercy, hallelujah, He will not forgive me of my sins or cleansing because I didn't know what. And you keep things in your heart, and what are you doing when you have unforgiveness? You're spreading. Let me tell you, when people are bitter, there's a certain enzyme that the body releases in your body. Go check it out. Google it. And that release, it's like a poison. It's poisonous. And if you continue to walk in that bitterness, then you look sicknesses and disease starts to hit your body, and you cry out to God. But sometimes your answer is just in to forgive, let go, and let God. Don't be too prideful. You may be right, but God wants you to forgive so you can free yourself and have that peace. Maybe they're wrong. They did wrong to you. But God says, forgive. If you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will He forgive us our trespasses. We expect God to forgive us. We must forgive others. And just imagine if we ask God every morning, have mercy upon us. But forgiveness is not just saying it. It comes from the heart. Are we truly sorry for what we have done? Hallelujah. Forgiveness comes from your very heart. Hallelujah. Remember, if we don't ask, if we don't forgive others, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us. That's what God said. If my people who are called by my name to humble themselves, with forgiveness, you got to be humble, humility. Because many times we will not be full of humility because we want to be on the upper hand. It's not about the upper hand. It's about being obedient to what God is saying. Forgive. That's why He told Solomon, in the scripture, if by my name, forgive others. So we're going around, we're laughing and talking and we're praying and we're preaching and we're dancing. And guess what? Because we have unforgiveness in our hearts, yeah, we got mountains. Well, we think, and God's not forgiving us. So when you close your eyes and say, oh, Lord, that I did, He will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, because we refuse to say, forgive and repent. Yes, people will hurt you. Yes, people will say things for you, all kinds of stuff. But be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Forgive. But unforgiveness will lead us into the bottomless pit. So we must always come and ask God His mercies. That way He said, His mercies are new every morning. Step into the mercy of God. Ask God. And you, if perhaps there's a problem going on, always come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Even the person that you don't want to forgive, pray for them. Take them to the Lord in prayer. I'm not talking about warfare prayer. You take them and say, Lord, this person did ABC to me, and I resent them to you. Lord, have your way. Let God take the driver's seat. Tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. We need to forgive the sickness will get out of your body. When you forgive, you will flush those toxins. Forgive, unforgiveness causes so much toxins. Unforgiveness, that's why you see people suffering from headaches, liver problems, this thing, because of unforgiveness, because of the toxins. Unforgiveness is a poison. Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Can you imagine? Jesus said, Jews, the Jewish people, they kill Jesus. They kill him. And what he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And sometimes somebody, Jesus came to redeem and save them, to help them, and now they crucify him. Be careful who you put out of your life. That very person might have the key to your divine purpose and destiny. Be very careful how you close doors. And sometimes you close doors because of unforgiveness. Be careful. Hallelujah. So this morning, as we go into the Holy Communion, let us ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. And if there's anything in our hearts, unforgiveness, bitterness, hallelujah, ask God for mercy before we take the Holy Communion. That's why Paul said, this is why many sleep. We sleep because we don't sleep, he means die. Just imagine if you didn't wake up this morning and yesterday you were not speaking with somebody, you were fussing with that. What do you think would have happened this morning when you didn't wake up? Tomorrow is not promised. Do what you could. Jesus said, well, it is not yet day. Hallelujah. Do what you can do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we ask God, Lord, forgive us. Lord, Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. Holy Spirit, touch us in our hearts and show us things in our lives that we have done that's not pleasing to you. And Holy Spirit, and you ask him for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Take away the heart of stone. And give us your heart of flesh. Be merciful unto us, O God. Take away bitterness, anger, all those things that's holding us back. Take it away, God. Take away. Take it away, God. In the name of Jesus, some of us been walking with bitterness, with anger for years. Lord, have mercy. Take it away, O God, in the name of Jesus. Of brutal things that will hinder a relationship with you, O God. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. You said, if we do not forgive others their trespasses, hallelujah, neither will you forgive us our trespass. O Father God, we come with repentant and a broken heart, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus Christ, have mercy, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, for redeeming us. Thank you for reconciling us back to you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get our communion ready. In Jesus' name.
Beloved, Why have you lost hope? Don't you know, or have you forgotten, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. My brother, listen to me, my sister. Know that there is power in his blood to heal you. There is power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Just take a step of faith and receive your healing right now.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for mercy once again. Forgive us, O God, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, many times because of unforgiveness we have released toxins into our bodies, physical bodies, toxins in our minds. Oh God, Father, this morning as we take your holy sacrament, oh God, remove, we ask you to remove those toxins as we forgive others as you forgive us, oh God. So Father, this morning we ask you to breathe on the Holy Sacrament. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Breathe on it, O Almighty God. Turn it from natural to supernatural. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive all the benefits of the Holy Communion. Thank you for taking the heart of stone and changing it, our hearts, to the hearts of flesh. Thank you for your word this morning, O God. Thank you for redeeming us from our own selves. Thank you, Lord, for your message on forgiveness. So, Father, as we take the Holy Communion, we invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in every year of our lives. Father, those that need healing, physical healing, heal, emotional healing, whatever healing, financial, whatever. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for healing. Help us, oh God. empower us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. Yeah. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." You may partake of your water and your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Release your DNA in this, oh God. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we are more discerning with regard to ourselves, we will not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in the way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions. Father, we thank you for this holy sacrament. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. We thank you, Lord, for releasing the hidden benefits, the mystery benefits of the Holy Communion, the covenant blessings, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, oh God, for deliverance, for restoration, in Jesus' name. We claim those benefits right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray over the Sabbath offering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless it, oh God. Bless all the work of our hands, O God. Bless the offering. Let it be multiplied, O God, and used for your kingdom purposes in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O God, that you give us finance. You bless us. And so, Lord, we thank you that we are not dry, we will not run dry. We thank you, Lord, that we can place a seed into the body of Christ. And, Lord, we thank you for fruitfulness, multiplication. And we thank you, O God, for furthering the work of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to release your Sabbath blessings upon each and every one of us this morning, that it rest, that we can rest in you and have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, every household that is under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, let them receive all the blessings that comes with the Sabbath. In the name of Jesus, release the peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Father, we thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Forgive. The Lord, as I was doing this lesson, before I came to it, I was doing Ezekiel 37. Let me just say this quickly. And the Lord said to me, he gave me some spiritual truth as I read through and some prayer points. He said, but a lot of people, my people, have unforgiveness. They cannot receive these things if they do not forgive. So if we pray for the winds to come from the north, south, east, and west, we bring blessings there. We pray blessings, and we do that. We have unforgiveness in our hearts. Those blessings, the Lord said, will not be manifested. So go, he said, go ahead. Before you come back to that, tell the people to forgive those who have hurt them. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.